The Johannesburg High Court has ordered the Services Sector Education and Training Authority, known as Services SETA, to hand over information on a controversial 163 million rand contract to OUTA. The court order is the outcome of a legal action that OUTA brought against the Services SETA when it refused to provide us with information we asked for through a promotion of access to information, known as PIA request. This is a win for transparency and for taxpayers. Today's judgment ends yet another attempt by a government entity to duck a legitimate request for information. Applications for information in terms of PIA are crucial tools for those working in support of transparency, particularly to expose corruption and mismanagement. OUTA believes the Services SETA has been hiding a corrupt contract and that the documents requested will confirm this. We started asking for this information nearly 3 years ago. The information sought is a specific list of documents around a contract that Services SETA signed with a business called Grayson Reed. This contract was worth 163 million rand. The Services SETA had hired Grayson Reed to manage stipend payments to learners and interns on work experience postings and manage a biometric learner attendance monitoring system. But learners told OUTA that they did not receive their stipends in months and were unaware of any biometric devices being used. When the Services SETA refused to provide almost all the documents we asked for, we took the matter to court. Now, the court has found that Services SETA failed to produce any evidence in support of its refusal to grant the access to information. The court said that Services SETA could not hide behind Grayson Reed's claiming that the information was commercially sensitive, as SETA had to act independently. The judge stated that our constitutional values require that public bodies be transparent and that transparency in turn equates to public confidence on how public funds are managed. OUTA welcomes this judgment, but is disappointed that we had to wait 3 years and fight a court case to win the right to get this information.